Hello and welcome to vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I've been asked by one of you guys out there to take a look at your voice. Now, there's three of you actually waiting for these reviews to come back to you and these analyses, but I really wanted to tackle this one first. So guys, I hope you don't mind waiting a little bit longer until I do yours, because I was approached by this woman, Danielle, on Instagram, and she sent me a couple of videos and sent me an awful lot of detail, a text about her life and what she wants and the way she lives and what she does. And what was interesting to me was I can see so many elements in her voice that I feel I can have an impact on and help her with. But not only that, I think it would be useful for other people who might recognize certain elements of what she does in themselves, and so therefore this message would reach a wider audience and actually help more people. So Danielle, thank you so much for allowing me to share your videos here today on this video. And so for everyone else, hopefully there's something in this that you can take away as well. Danielle sent me three short videos with her speaking directly to me, which have everything I need in them. But she also sent me links to a couple of online videos, so you can go and check them out for yourself if you like. She's actually got some really interesting stuff on photography there. But let's take a quick look at Danielle's introduction of herself to me.
Hi Darren, thanks for the message reply, and I just wanted to send you a video response so just so you can hear what my voice sounds like right now.
Right, straight away, first impulse, the first thing I hear, hey Dan, she can't say the R's. Danielle, you're listening to this, you're not pronouncing your R's. That's interesting, because usually I think with your accent, the R is curled and it's actually quite prominent and it's done with the tongue. However, you're not creating that sound, you're creating a W. So you're doing it with your lips, you're making the R sound. But what's happening here, and I can hear it very clearly, is that I can see as well by watching that your jaw, you told me as well that you have some tension there, but it's actually slightly to the side, and you're kind of gripping your teeth together, and you're smiling as you talk, and this pulling back is tightening up your bottom lip. And so you're trying to pronounce your R's and it comes out W. So it's, hey Darren. You see, that tightness you're actually holding on to is and letting the air escape out the sides of your mouth rather than thrusting it forward. That's something else you mentioned to me as well, but let's carry on a little bit further.
And I am a yoga practitioner, and I'm working progressively on the shoulder tightness and a little bit of the jaw too, and then the hip stop thing too, but.
So yeah, there seems to be some discomfort, and this holding of the jaw to me looks like there might have been some trauma in your jaw. Now I myself, don't know if you can hear that, I can definitely feel it if you look at my jaw. It clicks here, because 21 years ago, in fact, it got knocked out of place and I never got it fixed soon enough. So now, every time I open my jaw, it's kind of wonky. So every time I shut my mouth, my body thinks that I am aligned and straight, but I'm not. So I have to do a lot of postural work on my quadrilateral muscles crossing over, because I tend to sort of go one-sided. And so my body, when it thinks it's straight, every time I close my mouth, it's not. So the whole alignment of my body goes out, and I can get tension in one side more than the other, and the other side becomes weak. So I've got to really watch out for that. And looking at your jaw and the way you're holding it might indicate to me that there's something happened with your jaw. I'm not sure if you've had any damage there or that you knew that. But so what happens is, if you do have damage there and you're not aware of it, and I know you do yoga, you do lots of yoga, but it's possible that the more exercises you do and not taking this into consideration, the more kind of one-sided you'll become and the worse the problem will get. I mean, yoga's great for many things. However, you can still do yoga and be getting further away from what it's meant to do for you. If you've got an issue that's affecting your balance and the way your muscles are working, yoga is just going to pull it further out of place, as opposed to actually give you some harmony with the alignment that it promotes. So that's an interesting point to think about. Also with yoga, and this is a curiosity of mine, I know it's very good for lengthening, and you said you studied Iyengar yoga, so I think it's very precise, isn't it? And it's all about form. So it's possible that you're using correct form, but your body is wanting something else and might need something else. It's also possible with yoga that your muscles are tense, and then you're lengthening, you're trying to stretch a tense muscle. And so that's not necessarily always a good thing, because I can see that you've got tightness in your shoulders and your neck, and that's gonna have a knock-on effect on your head and your jaw as well. So I would be looking more into finding other ways to relax muscles before you do your yoga, and relaxing and releasing some blocks you might have there before going ahead to do these other lengthening stretching exercises that yoga provides. Just a thought, that's just a curiosity, and I'm interested to know what your thoughts are about what I've said there, because there might be something that's rung true and you might not have necessarily thought of before. These are just thoughts and curiosities that are worth acknowledging from what I see here with what you sent me. Guys, I am just interrupting this video right now so I can ask you to come and follow me on Instagram. I really want you to come and see me there, because I'm going to be doing some live chats and doing some live conversations with people on their voice and on different elements around improving your voice. So if you wanted to kind of chat to me Gary V style, wanting to come along, follow me, look out for when I do a live chat, and maybe ask me some questions on your own voice and things you can do to better improve your voice and your instrument. All right, let's get back to the video. You mentioned something about the hip in your message to me. In last week's video, when I spoke to Dark Dreamer about his jaw and its tightness, I think he's got a different thing going on. You've definitely got tightness in there, but it seems to be that something's like that might be caused by this off balance. So I'm not sure if you've had something happen to one side of your back or one side of your jaw or one side of your body, which is kind of causing muscle to switch on one side and weaken on the other, and therefore this whole twist, this torsion is happening, and that's where this issue stems from. I'd be curious to see what benefit you feel directly after doing yoga and how quickly you slip back into these habits. Now, you also said that you do a lot of work editing, and now I've struggled with this myself. I sit at a desk for a lot, well, I used to, now I stand, and within a week it's got much better. And if you're spending hours and hours every day, you've got the habit of sitting down, making yourself smaller and tucking yourself in, and allowing muscles at the front of your body to tighten, whereas the ones at the back become weakened. Of course, you're going to counterbalance some of that with the yoga, but if you're doing 8 hours a day in one position and just 30 minutes, 1 hour, you know, trying to repair it, maybe the 8 hours is winning. Just a thought. So maybe check out standing up more often, get a desk that's higher up. I've said this to many people recently, actually, because it's been so beneficial for me, and if it is a postural thing, that will help. Don't worry too much about your hips at the moment. I want you to look at your head, neck and shoulders and the tension that's there, and let me know about that trauma. Has there been something?
So basically, thinking back into like a lot of the assignments that we did in the voice and diction class that I did about a year ago, the assignments were interesting and they stretched me. One, we had to like create a cartoon character voice, and then another one, like reading speeches.
You had some voice and diction lessons already, that's great. And you said you enjoyed them, that's brilliant. And you like to do cartoon characters, that's fantastic. So in order to do that, what you need is a bit more dynamics and just a bit more flexibility in your system. And relaxation is really gonna help with that, relaxing the jaw. Now, you also mentioned yawning, and you gave an indication of how you yawn. It's
About a year ago, I took a class at my community college, voice and diction, and the teacher talked a lot about yawning and just getting the jaw moving.
That's somewhere that's not going to help your that's not really helping you. You want to be able to yawn with your mouth closed.
I always feel like I'm stuck in a, in what, whatever this is coming out. And it's different than, obviously it's different than how I hear it, because how it resonates and everything.
You said you're feeling stuck. That's really interesting, because it does feel like there is a block there. And I'm not 100% sure if the block has something to do with the amount that you're blinking. And your slight little tick of it sounds like a nervous laugh, but I actually personally believe it might not be nerves, it could be, but it might also be somehow an emotional block which is seeping out, it's seeping through. And I wonder if this whole way that you're holding yourself is like this smile and holding and pulling back. And you said that your actually hips were quite far forward and not back. Maybe that the hips are forward because you're pulling back here, and that's bringing tension into your neck, and you're bringing your jaw in, and you're not really wanting to engage too much with your voice. You're keeping it back here, and although you consciously want to speak, it's very difficult for you to. And something wants to jump out. There's something in you that really wants to rip and go wah. So, and I wonder if this is emotional, and I wonder if there is something trapped, you know, emotionally, physically in your body that when released will just make everything go whoa and free you up a little bit, because there is a block. Now, whether this is physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is, something is stuck. Now, I mean, this after watching this a couple of times now, I do believe that something is kind of in your way. And I don't think it's necessarily your attitude or your conscious mind is clearly wanting to do something else, and something's enabling you. So there's a few courses of action you can take. One, think about the relaxation, the head, neck and shoulders. Maybe get a massage. See what happens directly after that. Notice how you speak. The reason I say that is because you'll get such a dramatic result from doing it. Give it a go, because like I said, you can be doing yoga to tense muscle, and it's not necessarily helpful for your voice. So you want to find ways to relax the muscle first and then discover what's going on. You never know when the physical therapist does work out some muscle. There might be something trapped in there that's linked to the physicality that you're holding, or there might be an emotional block in there somewhere. I'm not sure. My instinct is that I want to be delicate about this, because the slight tick and the blinking, whereas it could be something that's wrong with your eyes if you've been looking at the computer a lot. I'm not sure if you use glasses and that you're not wearing them now, but that could indicate something wrong with your eyes, or it could just be a habit that you've developed over time, maybe because you've got this block and you're fighting somehow to try and get over it. The three small videos that you sent me are so loaded. There's so many possibilities and ways I think you could try and tackle working on improving your voice, that I really want you to kind of maybe seek out like real physical actual help, because I can't be with you and I can't really like see the way you're standing and your whole body, and sometimes I think you need someone to be in the room with you, who being there is more inclined to notice these things. Now, a speech therapist and an articulation expert and acting trainers I don't think are necessarily right for you. I actually think you want some physical therapy. I think there's some blocks, physical, maybe emotional, that when moved will open things up. And I'd like you to do that and then come back and let me know how that makes you feel, firstly, and what it does to your voice. Relaxation, calmness, there might be some anxiety that could also cause this slight tick and the laughter and the high note which you keep hitting. It's interesting because that high note goes into your head voice, and quite often when you speak, you're speaking down on your throat like this, and then with the tight mouth, it's making the sounds that R is going into a W, and then you're going, So you're able to throw your voice, and I think it wants to get out. I think your voice just wants to be let free. But I think it is some physical thing that's stopping it, mainly, which could be caused, like I said, by an emotional block somewhere. So it could be that you go and even see a hypnotherapist. I've recommended this to people many times, because they might be able to get to the root of something if it were emotional, and maybe release or change your perception about that. And then that could actually make things change in your physicality as well, because you'll be seeing things in a different way and your body will adapt accordingly. It sounds a bit witchy-woo, but these are my curiosities for your voice. I can't give you so many definites because, like I said, there's so much going on, and without being in the room with you, it's really hard to tell. And about the yawning thing, rather than just yawning with your mouth open at the front, I want you to yawn with your finger in your mouth, or if you've got a bone prop, this in your mouth. These are very good, actually. You could get one of these, the Anne Morrison bone prop. It'll keep your mouth open at just the right amount to speak. Now, if you have this in your mouth and yawn, then you're gonna start creating the spaces at the back, because what you're doing is opening up the front and closing off the back. What you wanna do is opening up the back and not shut the front, but keep the front slightly open, because that's the optimum space you want it to be open when you speak. So, yawning, if you haven't got one of those, yawning and keeping your mouth exactly that distance open, that's gonna kind of get everything moving and open in the back there. And again, very similar to what I said to Dark Dreamer, start working those muscles. I know you've seen the video, but for everyone else who've got a tight jaw, check out my video on Dark Dreamer. He had a tight jaw. And so the exercises are in there for that. Danielle, thank you so much for getting in contact with me. I know I've kind of gone round the houses a bit with this, and I've given you so much to think about, but I think there's a lot going on, and I don't think it's as simple as that. I'd really need to know more, but I want you to kind of check out the physical relaxation first. Physical relaxation, and see what that changes in your body, and then how that makes you feel. And I'd also like to know if there was trauma in the jaw or in your back or something that's out of alignment, because that really could be causing some of this and has a knock-on effect, which has created this habit of speaking the way you do. Try to think forward in your mouth. Try to use your lips a bit more when you articulate. Maybe start overdoing it and over-articulate. Don't worry about tongue twisters. You need to start developing the muscle in order to do the tongue twisters properly. So those lips need to start moving and that jaw needs to be flexible and relaxed. Okay, thank you so much for sending that in, Danielle. I hope this has been helpful to you, and I hope this has been helpful to everyone else, and you might have learned something from it. I know it's a whole bunch of curiosities today and questions, but these sometimes highlight answers for yourself and help you find your own way. And that can be even more empowering to some of us sometimes. So thank you again, everyone. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. I'll be bringing more of these videos and the celebrity reviews, as well as these vocal analyses for you guys. So if you have an issue which you think I've not covered and you'd like to find out a bit more about your voice, send something in, contact me on Instagram, come be a friend, and maybe we'll even do a live chat with it. Thanks very much. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.